Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
Every morning is different. The Bird Show, Q100.
All right, at 9:30 this morning, we'll get you guys all caught up with Brandy's storyline. She was the Bird Show listener on Friday that called us up, and she said that she never makes herself a priority, ever. She's got kids, got a husband, and she's always taking a back seat. So she was going to do something real nice for herself over the weekend that was going to cost the family $50,000, and she wasn't going to consult her husband, and it happened. So we'll let you guys know how it all went down at 9:30 this morning. All right, we are in the middle of All or Nothing Trivia.
This is where you have to call up with five guesses, because there's five answers to this trivia question. And Bert's going to tell you how many guesses that you got right and how many you got wrong, but not which ones. So you have to listen closely to the previous caller so that you can listen to the pattern develop. And eventually, once you get all of them right, then you win the prizes that we put in the pot every single day.
I was a little surprised that we actually even got one.
I was too. Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't think they meant to get one.
Mm-hmm. It was random.
They just threw it out there, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. All right, so you have to call up with five names, like Jen said. And the question is, these five male celebrities are rumored to be really, really bad in bed. Who are they? All right, here is Melody. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Hi.
My five choices are Samuel L. Jackson, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom, and Kevin Federline.
She is on it.
You are on it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me those again one more time.
Samuel L. Jackson, mm-hmm. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom, and Kevin Federline.
No, you don't have any right.
Oh, man.
Okay.
But we appreciate your conciseness and speaking clarity.
It's like she was thinking about it all weekend.
Right to the point.
Yes. She had a list. Let's go.
It doesn't get you anything, but it was cool you did that.
Good morning, Lori. You were on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you know what?
Hey, Lori, before I even go on, we're adding another prize today. So today, I threw out my piece of paper. What was the prize for today?
I don't know. But I'll know after Lori's done guessing.
We got two prizes in there today. Anyway, we'll find out in a second. Okay, what are your guesses?
Brody Jenner, Spencer Pratt, Jay Leno, Tiger Woods, and Obama.
You got one right.
One.
Yes.
All right. Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tickets to go see Green Day at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in August has been added to the prizes.
Okay. 404-741-Q100. Here is Taylor. Good morning.
Hi. Brody Jenner, 50 Cent, Russell Brand, Stuart Townsend, and Colin Farrell.
You got four right.
What?
What?
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Someone's been on the internet. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Wow.
Hello? Stephanie?
Stephanie's in shock.
Yeah. Somebody calls
what?
Up with
four.
What'd she say?
The internet has really jacked up trivia on the radio. Good morning, Michael. You're on Q100.
Hey, okay. Here is my guesses. Brody Jenner, Joaquin Phoenix, Seth Rogen, Gene Simmons, Tobey Maguire.
You got one right.
Oh, okay. That's disappointing after we just got four.
So fairly consistent. At least one is coming up fairly consistent there. Okay, so Jen will give you another clue here.
One of the guys on the list is British.
Okay. One of the guys on the list is British, and you can add that to the hint that she gave you guys on Friday also. So we're going faster than I thought we were going
to
go.
Okay? He's British. You won't want to take him back to your flat.
Because he's the worst.
No, he won't be going in the sack. Don't be a bird that he takes to his flat. Okay.
So the two prizes we have in there now are Green Day. And what was the first one? Do you remember? Was it Spice Adele?
$100 at Spice Adele and a pair of tickets to Green Day at Verizon Wireless. And then tomorrow, I think we're adding tickets to go see Idol.
Okay.
Nice.
So that would be three prizes tomorrow and All or Nothing Trivia. We'll do it again same time tomorrow morning.
The Bird Show is always better with you.
Listen.
It's the Burt Show.
You remember how we say that if somebody came to you years ago and asked you to invest in the Snuggie,
mm-hmm.
how you'd have said, get out of here, man. I'm not giving you $10,000 for that. And mm-hmm. had you, you'd be a millionaire right now, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a real product being sold on the home shopping channel and in commercials right now. Promise, this is real.
It's the problem in the marriage bed that no one likes to talk about. Maybe that's why they call it silent but deadly. Well, now there's a real solution to a very real problem. Introducing the Better Marriage Blanket. On the outside, the Better Marriage Blanket looks and feels just like a soft, warm comforter. But on the inside, it contains a layer of activated carbon fabric, the same type of fabric used by the military to protect against chemical weapons. Flatulence molecules easily pass through the cotton shell and are harmlessly absorbed into the layer of carbon fabric. Even when used on top of bed sheets, offending molecules are absorbed before anyone knows they're there. So whether you or your spouse suffers from a health issue or just the occasional disagreeable meal, you owe it to your marriage to try the Better Marriage Blanket. It makes a great wedding gift or anniversary gift, too. To order, call 1-800-981-1134. Just three easy payments of $39.95. Online at buybettermarriageblanket.com. Order now.
A real commercial,
hilarious.
Real product.
Are you
investing $10,000 in that?
Absolutely. They shouldn't have called it the marriage blanket. They should have called it the boyfriend-girlfriend blanket, because if you're just dating somebody and it's new and you, I mean, there's some meals that you've got gas, but I mean, it's going to protect and you just don't want to be embarrassed.
Have you and your fiance farted around each other, Jen?
It's not my fiance. And no.
See?
Melissa.
See, this is
look at Melissa smirking.
This is perfect for
Melissa, I'm coming to you.
Y'all don't fart around each other?
No.
No.
Yeah, neither do we.
I'll run out of the room like a cat who just used the litter box.
We don't need the marriage blanket.
You and Katie Joe, no problem?
If y'all are lying, I'm lying. So, yeah,
I'm not lying.
Fine.
I'll do it accidentally, but I mean, I've been around families where the father will just let it rip and everybody
laughs. No, nothing like that.
That's the funniest thing, Dad.
No, nothing like that. But I just think it's so funny how they said health problems or a disagreement with food. There are some couples that, you know.
Do you think it's funny?
I think it might be funny. Dutch oven.
I would find nothing funny about that.
What's funny about that?
Katie Joe likes her beer, too. That's dangerous right there.
So do y'all.
How you doing?
We haven't slept with you in a while, though. So if I'm offering you 10 grand, I'm saying, look, you can get in on this. All I need is $10,000 for it to get off the ground.
Oof, I don't think I'm investing.
You're not investing.
It's just too gross.
Jeff.
But you wouldn't know.
Nah, I don't believe in this one.
I don't think so either.
I would have said the same thing about the Snuggie.
See, the thing is it's about people investing in it. So if the price, did he have the price on in that ad?
Did you guys hear a price?
It's because, like, three payments or something.
Because the thing is, if it's not too expensive, then people are going to get it as gag gifts. Like the ones that make a lot of money are the ones that everybody's going to buy,
like the reindeer
as a gag
thing.
Gift. The fish, the trout that sings on a plaque, who would have thought? But it's
someone
still
is rich.
In stores.
Someone
yes.
lives behind a gate because of that thing.
Yeah.
There's
true.
The show
I'm going
that
to a wedding this weekend. I should get them this as a gift.
The show that Joan Rivers hosts that's... it's coming back on May 5th, and the guy that they're interviewing, it's called How Do You Make Your Money or How'd You Get So Rich?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically where she just shows up at people who are, you know, driving around in $300,000 cars or big, giant houses.
Mm-hmm.
And featured on the Cinco de Mayo show is the guy who invented the wee-wee pad.
The what pad?
The thing that you put on your floor for dogs.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Little puppy pads.
Yep. The guy who invented the wee-wee pad.
See?
And he's his sick house.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Good morning, Aaron. You're on Q100.
Eat him.
My husband would definitely invest in that right now. Mm-hmm. I just had a baby 9 weeks ago, and they had to give me some antibiotics, and it flushed out good stuff, and now I have bad gas. It's so embarrassing to say, but I have bad gas all the time, and he's ready to kick me out of the house and the bed. So he would definitely invest in it.
It's $139, by the way.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
Well, I think he would consider it worth it, you know?
It might be.
Yeah, because if you're going to do something that's going to make people laugh, then you got to make it inexpensive.
20
right.
Yeah.
That's not funny at $140.
Yeah, 100,
your gas
bucks,
is not
no.
funny for $140.
No.
Bucks.
It's the Burt Show. Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Bird Show.
All right, here is the theory. The theory is that any advice you get can really be given in five words or less. Look, we live in a time of time management now, yes. Man. We don't even get on the phone with each other anymore. We text each other, right? You don't go into the bank anymore. You go to the money machine. It's all about time management. Right. There's a theory that if you go out on a date, you know within 60 seconds if you're digging this guy or digging this woman, the date could be over in 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. Some believe it's the same thing with advice and psychology. Takes you five words.
Right.
Five words is all you need for advice. So we're going to test this theory, and we're asking you guys to call us. Tell us about your problem. And what we're going to attempt to do here, each one of us, is give you advice in five words or less, which you know if you listen to the show is going to be really hard.
It may be impossible, but we're going to find out.
It took me 790 words to describe our segment that has to do with five words or less.
I've got a piece of paper ready.
All right. So let's start with Sarah. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Okay. Good. All right. Our part of the agreement is that we're going to give you advice in five words or less. Your part of the agreement is you're going to tell us about your problem in 30 to 45 seconds.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, you are now on the clock.
Okay, my question is, if you and your spouse are currently trying to get pregnant, and one of you wants to keep it a secret and the other one doesn't really care or have a filter, what would you recommend?
Trying to get pregnant. One in the relationship wants to keep it a secret. The other one wants to tell everybody around him, oh, we're trying to have a baby, we're trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
Jen, five words or less, what is your advice?
I need paper, quickly.
I know, I'm trying to do this really quick.
I don't even know what my advice is.
We don't have any here.
hold on.
Thanks.
We're going to spend more time in silence trying to come up with just five words.
Okay. I'll start.
I have one.
Oh, I got it. Go ahead.
I'll do it in less than
too
five.
Too quick.
Keep the secret.
Mine was, keep your mouth shut, dude.
Okay, I got one. Wait, let me count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tell him what if infertility.
Tell him.
Wow, you guys are pretty good.
Wendy, five comes after four. It's
I
one,
don't know.
Two, three. You don't know?
I'm trying. I don't even know what my advice is. Just shut up.
Can't copy my advice.
I don't know.
Jeff, did you say yours?
I'm going to stare at Wendy until she comes up with something.
You're really?
That is over five words.
I'm really not good at this.
Mine was err on side of caution.
Err on side of caution.
That's good.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. five right there.
Mm-hmm.
She said mine was.
And Wendy is still having a problem counting it, so you got 20 words total.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks.
Hey, Wendy, for next caller, it's one word for each finger.
Well, I'm trying to even think of my advice, because I can't even think that fast.
Is that your advice for Jeff? Leave her alone? Five words or less.
You got two more words.
Please, God, leave her alone.
Leave her alone, a-hole.
Good morning, Allison. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Yes. My question was, how can I get my husband's ex-mistress to stop calling him?
Beat her down.
What?
Beat her down. That's three right there.
Okay.
Problem,
doing their math. Okay.
Problem not with the mistress.
Okay. It's either her or me.
Okay.
Punch husband in the face.
Tell his penis size loudly.
Unless That's he's great. Big. 11 inches! What?
All right. It's five or less right there. We're putting the psychology. We are reinventing the whole psychology industry right there. They won't be able to charge you for the hour anymore. It's going to be by word.
Right.
Krista, good morning. You are on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. You've got 30 to 45 seconds to tell us your problem, and we will solve it in five words or less.
Okay. I just got married, and I can't get my husband to stop looking through my stuff.
And you just got married, huh?
just got married.
Can I have a clarification? Like, what do you mean looking for your stuff?
Okay, this morning I was in the shower, and when I got out, he was looking through my purse.
For what?
I don't know. He looked through my phone.
Big time red flag. That would be four right there.
All right, mine is, why don't you trust me?
Mm-hmm. I've asked that question.
I only have five words.
There you go, yeah. He has trust issues. That's four right there, Jen.
Hold on, sorry.
Ask, are you cheating? Right?
Okay.
What happened to him before?
I mean, I know this is so, odd for you to take the Burt Show that way, because everybody seems confused. Like, is that all you got to say? we only got five words.
Yeah. But you're getting a reoccurring theme with all of them.
He might be guilty.
Yeah. Well, I understand he was in bad relationships before, so I'm sure that has something to do with it. But
that's not what I said.
Why ask me to marry him if he's going to distrust me?
Yeah, Wendy and Jeff said the same.
That's not what I said. I said he might be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Janie. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Janie, this is Burt Show advice in five words or less.
Hi. I've been dating this guy for a year. He tells me he's not ready for anything serious, and he wants me to wait for him, but he gets mad when I date other people. So what should I do?
Date other people.
I got four for you. He will never commit.
I'm trying to think of something.
Sleep with him just once.
Who?
I can't use any more words.
Wendy's just feeling pressure, so she's like,
she's just throwing words out there.
Captain Crunch, my favorite cereal.
What?
Campbell's soup for lunch today. Huh?
I can only come up with four, but anyway, keep your options open.
It doesn't have to be five, it's five or less, so you're good.
Thank you.
Keep your options open.
Jeff?
Should be exclusive by now. I don't know why I'm talking like Stephen Hawking when I give my advice.
Oh, man.
Let us someday travel through time. I can't pronounce my H's with the voice box. Go to L.
Jessica wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Jessica. Jess?
Hello.
Yellow.
Hi, I wanted to see, I'm in a new relationship, and the guy is almost perfect if he would lose 20 pounds. How do I ask him to lose the weight?
Lose 20 pounds.
High school skinny, healthy trim.
Work out with him.
Jen.
I'm trying.
I was going to say the same thing Melissa said. Work out with him.
I can go.
Please get on the treadmill.
Tell
I got it.
Tell him exactly that, girl.
It doesn't have to be exactly five.
I like words.
I like five.
I like words.
Ready?
And I like a lot of words.
Promise sexy favors when skinny.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we're not bad at this. It's not awful. Good morning, Amber.
They still won't take our advice, though.
No, they won't.
And we are 50-50, which is odd because there's five of us in the room. But Wendy's keeping it 50-50 with her advice to rest.
I've had some good ones.
Christmas stockings kept in attic.
Wendy can give advice before she hears the question. Yeah.
Wendy, why don't you give five words of advice?
What is it right now?
Give five
just that good, yeah.
Here is Amber. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Hi. I didn't need to be on The Voice Disguiser, but anyway, I have a sister-in-law and my brother live out of town, and they're having their baby shower on the same weekend of the Peachtree Road Race, and okay. I've had my tickets for 2 months now, and they just set their date for their shower, so I don't know if I should go to the shower or go to the race.
Family's more important.
Babies make people selfish.
The shower. Running is stupid.
Well, mine is the race is before shower. Like, are they having the shower at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Out of town.
Sorry.
That's a lot of words.
The race is before shower. The race is before shower.
I think they're going out of town, though, right?
Right, 8 hours away.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed
God, Melissa, why don't you listen instead of concentrating your five words?
I'm so good at this, yeah. I'll take Wendy's advice.
Thanks. Run, but get big gift.
Okay.
I can't say anymore after that.
I'm not very good at this.
Promise them sexual favors. I think what we should do is...
You are freaking disgusting.
I think what we should do is apply the advice to the caller previous to the next call automatically.
Here is Sarah. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Okay, I've been with my boyfriend for about a year, and I told him I loved him, and he didn't say it back. And when I asked why, he said because he didn't love me.
Why is he still boyfriend?
That's not advice. That's a question.
Deal breaker.
No, that's my
advice. It's a rhetorical question.
Thank you.
Okay. Mine is run like the wind, girl.
Mine is run for your life, lady.
Mine is leave him.
Oh, mine is run in Peachtree Road Race.
The Burt Show.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
All right, intern Brandon here. We have spent a goodly amount of time on this show.
Yeah.
Trying to get Brandon some game. You know, because he admits he's got no game when it comes to women whatsoever.
Yeah, so you know, I'm being honest. You know, I'm not the most skilled when it comes to swag.
I witnessed this.
Recently?
Oh, recently. Probably a couple of weeks ago. Oh. I was out.
Thanks for snitching.
Did you hear Wendy?
I know.
I snitching too. This. I was really trying to help Brandon out. Me and another guy friend were really trying to help Brandon out. We were at a club just hanging out. Two girls off to this side. And, I mean, my guy friend goes up to the girls intentionally trying to get Brandon to come over and have the girls come over to give him an introduction. And Brandon did not even take the bait. Brandon would not get up out of the chair to go talk to these beautiful girls who we're hanging out with.
I was in work mode. That's my excuse. I was in work mode.
Well, you told us before that.
That's a better mode for you.
The best Brandon is work mode.
Yeah. Because recreation Brandon. Yeah, work Brandon's cool. Recreation
Brandon's pretty cool.
Yeah, recreation Brandon is not.
Pretty lame.
Yes.
What was going on inside your head? Why didn't you want to go talk to him?
At that time, it was just a lot of things going on with the event that we were doing.
No, he was sitting there.
My mind was elsewhere.
You were scared. You're scared.
No,
if you're scared, say you're scared.
No, honestly, there was a lot of things going on that I was thinking about the event, too.
What was going on? You didn't want anybody to steal a Q100 free shirt?
No. You don't have those anymore.
We don't have any shirts.
What a ridiculous analogy.
Were you teaching the interns
with Q100 on it
how to cut the 0.5 off the window stickers?
Yeah. No, we use an X-Acto knife now to keep the curve.
See, so here's another example of Brandon having an opportunity. I mean, we spent a whole weekend... You being trained by my boy Dolvet, and nothing came of that, really. And I think I figured out why, y'all. It was last week, and it was in passing. Some of you might have been outside the studio when Brandon said this. He doesn't have any intention. He is not – it's not a priority for him to hook up. He said in studio last week he would rather watch a baseball game than have sex with a girl.
Really?
At this moment in my life, yeah.
A Braves game?
Not a Braves game.
Any games, he said. This is not like a game 7 or an important game. Any game of baseball, you'd rather do that than spend some time with a woman. Private time.
At this point in my life, yeah.
Because it probably makes you so nervous to be with a woman. Like, it doesn't sound like a comfortable thing for you to do or, somewhere where you feel like you're yourself and your own skin in that situation. So...
Yeah, maybe I feel like myself. Like
you can actually relax if you're watching a baseball game. You
no
wouldn't
pressure.
Have to worry about anything. You can be yourself. You can talk stats. You can just be Brandon. But if you were with a woman, you're like all anxiety all up in your head. So I can understand why you say that because you're just not comfortable with women.
I know. And again, baseball is just so beautiful, though.
So is a woman.
Yeah, too, but baseball, like...
Baseball, there's 9 men and they're wearing tight pants and they run around and they get sweaty.
You look at it that way, but I look at it as just a beautiful display of something that is pure and it allows you to be yourself. And again, that's what I look for in a woman too. Something that allows me to be myself. Something that is
like Mary Poppins. Like,
yeah,
is she attractive to you?
You know.
Yeah, with leave that Mary umbrella. Poppins alone. Now. I do, but I see where. I mean, I think Brandon represents a lot of guys who are just painfully shy. Yes, I mean, y'all were married, and y'all were acting like y'all are cool, but I think there's a lot of guys out there who are scared.
But he's not painfully shy. That's the thing.
When he's himself, he is.
Is it that much of an anxiety for you to go and talk to a woman where you just like, it's so stressful, I'd just rather do anything but that?
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's getting serious. Yeah. Hey, Billy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, love the show, and I just got to say there's something that's not right with a man who would rather watch baseball than be with a woman. There's just something ain't right with him.
I think we're scratching at the surface, though. Like, so now we got to, like, it's such an anxiety for
don't
you.
Don't get me wrong. I like being with women, but the Kentucky Derby takes 2 minutes, and I would last 90 seconds just so I can watch the end of the Kentucky Derby.
You can TiVo the Kentucky Derby, dude.
There's something about watching it live, though, about coming down to the stretch, no pun intended, just to watch the end of the Kentucky Derby.
And those guys, they're so little, and they wear such tight shirts, and they're on the horses, and they're running, they're bucking, bouncing up and down.
Yeah. I don't get it. Maybe we can call the hypnotherapist and put you under.
I probably do have unresolved issues. I don't know.
We've got to figure out what's really wrong.
Fear of flying, quit smoking, fear of women.
Yeah, you know.
There you go.
Well, there's a lot of that you could avoid. You can avoid a flight if you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half the people he's going to come in contact with.
But I do say, I mean, like, I think that he's just, this is shyness. It's like getting over that block, that mental block, you know?
So if you meet other guys, you're not shy in conversation. It's just a woman that you're not attracted to also? Are you shy around?
Yeah, we can talk all day.
Chipper Jones, Tim Hudson, and Brian McCann are standing in the corner of a bar having a conversation, and on the other side of the bar are three women, who's more difficult for you to go up and start a conversation with?
Probably the women, because I don't get starstruck, so those would just be three regular people.
And unattractive, someone you're not attracted to, no problem.
Well, it could be I'm attracted to them, but, like, there could be other situations that I could put in my head that, okay, this is not a real interaction, like, interns, I'm the remote tech, you know, stuff like that. No matter if I'm attracted to them or not, it's just, these are the people that
it's
I work
like
with.
Work relationships, yeah, like anybody so you can handle with. It.
It's a good question. How does a shy person get over being shy?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just, what do you do? You just throw yourself into like situations where you're forced to talk to people or?
I don't know.
Because it's not people in general with Brandon. Right. It's girls he's interested in. It's a very small category.
Right.
And
maybe we need to do like practice dates, like have Brandon go out on 5 different dates during the week and maybe practice on each girl so it gets easier and easier.
Can one of them be chilly?
Can one of them be chilly? You would know what to do with that.
I would know what to do with that.
You would have no idea where you were by the time she was done with
that. I know what chilly wants.
Yeah, you do. She wants you to leave her alone.
Probably.
Go over there and bring a real man.
Hey, Stacey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I'm just curious where, you know, he normally meets girls that he feels so uncomfortable, you know?
Because you have, I mean, you've been in relationships before.
Yeah.
So where are you going now? Totally avoid meeting girls?
No, I don't totally avoid meeting girls. It's not, I don't go to clubs and stuff like that. I don't like large amounts of people. It's just, I grew up in New York, so I had my fair share of large amounts of people. So now I just normally hang out at sports bars with my friends and
with guys, mostly. Yeah. They're not going to be a lot of women.
We go watch the game. We go watch fights. That's what we do.
Yeah, he needs a woman that's as into sports as he is.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I could handle that because I'm so argumentative with my friends.
You're going to be lonely for
that's
a while.
That's where the passion comes in. You'll argue and then you'll slip and have sex.
Yeah, that works. Oops. Touché.
How'd I end up here?
Why do you think I start fights with Melissa so much?
Exactly.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino, America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino, America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's check back in with Brandy here. I don't think this is going to go real well.
Well, we'll see if she actually did it.
Yeah. You guys want to make some predictions before we get her on here?
I say she bought it and her husband is pissed.
I say she got it. Her husband is very concerned and she doesn't care.
I don't think she did it.
I don't think she did it.
I don't think she did it.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Brandy.
Hi.
Hi, hey. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. After our conversation on Friday, did you have any thoughts? Because pretty much across the board, people were calling you up saying, look, we understand we're mommies too. Always take a back seat. But if you're going to spend this kind of cash, you got to at least talk to your husband about it. Did you have any thoughts of that?
I did. I had second thoughts about doing it. But I went ahead and did it anyway.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. You did?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And?
You okay?
And I'm not quite sure what happened. I came home and I had the car and my husband saw it and he hasn't really said anything.
He hasn't said anything?
Okay.
He didn't yell. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't really say anything. He just asked me like, did you finance it? How much was it? But really calmly, like, what kind of interest rate is it? He was very calm. He didn't yell. He didn't scream, but I don't know if this is like a calm before the storm or he's just very quiet. Like he's not even really talking at all.
Oh, this is worse than being mad.
Yes. Yes.
Than not knowing.
You know what? It's well played though on his part. That's a good way to handle it.
So he asks you all the pertinent business questions, but it's not met by, oh, that's a great idea. But it's also not met by, how could you possibly do this?
Right. It's kind of just in the middle, and it's very strange.
Okay.
I'm scared.
How does it feel driving it? I'm curious.
Oh, God, I feel so good.
you don't feel guilty at all?
No, I really feel like I deserved it, and I really am glad I bought it, and I love the way it drives, and I feel great. And I guess the weirdest thing is just waiting to see like what he's actually going to say. I know something else is coming.
Have you looked at it this morning? Because with all the rain, he may have gone out last night and put the top down.
Or are you familiar on how to drive a car when the brakes have been cut?
What you're supposed to do.
I don't know what this means. 404-741-Q100. I don't know how to interpret this. You've been married to him for a while, so. You're not going to bring it up again to him? I mean, you're just going to let it sort of sit there until he says something?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't really know. It happened. It's done. And if he has something to say, I think he should probably just say it. But for now, he's not really saying anything.
I think it's the calm before the storm.
I'm scared.
I think he's silent, and then all of a sudden it's just going to break loose. Because how many days has it been since you bought the car?
I bought it Saturday, so 2.
Oh, I think it's going to happen this week. He's just going to blow open. Or he's going to go do the same thing you just did and buy something huge.
Oh. Is that possible? Oh. Like in a retaliation type thing? He's like, well, if she can do that, then I can do this and spend $30,000 on something else?
Maybe. I don't know. Oof. I don't know what he'd want. That's $30,000.
And would you get mad at him for that?
Probably not. I don't think I really have the right to, but...
Well, I think you would. I think you would have the right to, because your statement is, I want to do something for myself, finally for myself. So if he retaliates in some way, doesn't that sort of take away the intention of why you bought the car in the first place?
Yeah, I guess. But I just feel, I don't know, I guess I do feel a little bad that I did it, but at the same time, I feel great. I feel like you might kind of deserve it. I guess 30 grand is a lot.
Not as much as 50 grand.
I don't think he'd do that. I think he's actually letting it sink in. I mean, I told him why I did it, and I think maybe he's just letting everything sink in.
Here's Joy. Good morning, Joy. You're on the Burt Show, Q100. Brandy.
Hey. I don't know if I missed something. He asked her, did she finance it? What was the interest rate? I thought she put $50,000 down, period. Did she lie, or is she making payments?
Oh, I paid two-thirds of it in cash, and then I financed the rest.
Did you tell him that part?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. I need clarification. Thank you.
Okay, it was a business question.
I need all the details of this person. I don't know.
Okay.
Good morning, Q100. Hello. Yalo?
Hello?
Dorinda?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
I want her husband to take the other half of that money, the $50,000, and do what he wants to do with it.
Really?
Yes.
See, but then that takes away of everything that she really, this car symbolized.
She took away half of it, so how come he can't have half of it?
Well, her point is that he's already done.
Yeah.
Well, her point is that he's already done that through their relationship. He's gotten everything that he wanted.
His gadgets and this and that and everything. That's what he says.
We need to talk to her husband and get his half of the story.
Yeah, I don't like this silent thing. I don't like this.
Well, I mean, guys, what would y'all do? Yes. I mean, what does it mean? You know? Silent treatment.
It would just mean that there's a conversation coming. Like, I was so shocked by it that I'm sort of lit and I'm squashing my anger. If this was Stacey and I, I'm squashing my anger. I'm not going to let it happen. Now, I don't know if the kids were around or what have you. I'm going to let it sit right now, and then I'll talk to her about it in 2 or 3 days or something like that.
Were the kids around when you talked to him?
No, they were outside.
You may have done it right. Like, he may not have an argument. Like, he might just feel
like, okay, I got to just do this.
He may be trying to figure out what the argument is, and he may realize he doesn't have one. Or he might say, you know what? If this is what it takes for the rest of my life, I can say, remember the car.
Or he could be thinking, you know what? She does deserve it. I'm going to sit back and let her have this one.
Hey, Ben, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, Bert. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
I think I agree with you. This is the quiet before the storm. I hate to say this, but I think he's getting ready to leave her.
What?
Oh.
How did you get that?
I don't know. I just think he's taking it way too calmly. I think he's probably doing a lot of thinking right now.
So your theory is he's got one foot out the door anyway, and this doesn't even matter. This doesn't even affect
him. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's probably why he was asking her if she financed it or not.
But, Brandy, you said you felt like everything in the relationship was going pretty well. I mean, you felt sort of dismissed sometimes, but...
Oh, yeah, no. We've been together for 7 years, and it's not... I mean, I don't think he's going to leave. I think that's the most extreme case, and I don't think it would happen, but... I do think we'll have a conversation, but I think he might be letting me have this one. I don't know.
I wouldn't be, if I was the one that bought the car and there was a silence, I wouldn't be able to be quiet. I'd just throw
talk
myself at her. Yeah.
What? Just talk to me.
What does the silence mean?
Yell at me.
Please.
Say something, please.
I can't take it. Hey, Audrey, good morning. You're on Q100A.
Hey, I was just thinking that the husband's probably more hurt than anything that he wasn't even talked to about it.
Yeah, I don't know. We tried to think this through earlier this morning. Like, I don't have a set amount. Like, Stacey and I have never sat down and said, okay, if we purchase anything over $1,000, we're going to consult each other. We've never come up with that figure, but we sort of both know it because it's never been an issue, really. Unless I just don't know how much she's spending, which is a real possibility also. And I think Jeff said the same thing. He and Jessica have never sat down and talked about it.
I think it depends on what the item is, but if it's like computer, gadgety, or technology type thing, then I'm pretty cool not to go crazy. And if it's
what if
furniture?
She wanted to go buy a really expensive handbag or something like that would just be hers?
Then I don't know. I think I would trust her not to.
Just like whatever.
Yeah,
what's expensive to you? $2,500 handbag.
Whoa.
She would never do that. It's Jessica Shops. Like, I don't, that's not even an issue because that would bother her more than it would bother me.
Right.
So,
right. Does not pay retail.
Yeah. Brandy, we are going to have to get back to you in like a week to see what's going on.
Okay.
But here's Corey with a little peek into your future. Hey, Corey, real quick, what do you got?
This is $30,000 that's going to be held over your head for the rest of your marriage.
You think
Believe
so?
Believe it.
It should be like I'd be driving my nice $50,000 car right. during a lot of my marriage.
Well, that might be over my head, but a roof ain't because that got me a
That's
new convertible.
Right.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.